तस्माद् ज्ञानेन सहितम् तस्माद् ज्ञानेन तस्माद् ज्ञानेन सहितम् ज्ञात्वा स्वात्मानमुद्धवः ज्ञात्वा स्वात्मानमुद्धव ज्ञानविज्ञानसम्पन्नो ज्ञानविज्ञानसम्पन्नो भज माम भक्तिभावितः भज माम भक्तिभावतः तस्माद् ज्ञानेन सहितम् तस्माद् ज्ञात्वा स्वात्मानमुद्धवः ज्ञानविज्ञानसम्पन्नो भज माम् भक्तिभावतः तस्माद् ज्ञानेन सहितम् ज्ञात्वा स्वात्मानमुद्धवः ज्ञानविज्ञानसम्पन्नो भज माम् भक्तिभावतः स्वात्मानमुद्धव ज्ञानविज्ञानसम्पन्नो भज माम् भक्तिभावितः तस्माद् ज्ञानेन सहितम् ज्ञात्वा स्वात्मानमुद्धव ज्ञानविज्ञानसम्पन्नो भज माम् भक्तिभावतः तस्माद् ज्ञानेन सहितम् स्वात्मानमुद्धव ज्ञानविज्ञानसम्पन्नो माम् भक्तिभावतः मताजि ज्ञानेन सहितम् ज्ञात्वा स्वात्मानमुद्धवः ज्ञानविज्ञानसम्पन्नो भज माम् भक्तिभावतः वर्ड् टु वर्ड् ट्रान्स्लेशन् तस्मात् देयरफोर् ज्ञानेन नालेज् सहितम् with jyatva knowing swatmanam your own self uddhava my dear uddhava jnana in vedic knowledge vijnana and clear realization sampannah accomplished bhaja worship माम मी भक्ति ऑफ लविंग डिवोशन भावतः इन द मूड ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद देयरफोर माय डियर उद्धव थ्रू नॉलेज यू शुड अंडरस्टैंड योर एक्चुअल सेल्फ देन एडवांसिंग बाय क्लियर रियलाइजेशन ऑफ वैदिक नॉलेज You should worship me in the mood of loving devotion. Purport. The word Vijnan indicates realized knowledge of one's original spiritual form. Every living entity has an eternal spiritual form which lies dormant until one arouses one's original Krishna consciousness. Without knowledge of one's own spiritual personality, It is not possible to cultivate love of Supreme Personality, Lord Krishna. Therefore, the word Gyatva Swatmanam are significant here, indicating that every living entity can realize his full potential as an individual person only in the kingdom of God. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guruh Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristhaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ukam Karoti Vachalam Angam Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Sri Paramananda Madhava Hare Krishna. So before I start sharing some thoughts on this particular subject matter, I would like to seek kind blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas. Whatever I am going to say, I have heard from all of you only, and it will be like a revision for all of you, because all of you have given me the knowledge, and that knowledge I am just going to share in some different words. So this particular section which we are studying is quite amazing in terms of the insight which it is trying to provide. Just like if we go somewhere, we have in our car fuel which is completely perfect, full, the tank is full, the driver who is going to drive, he is also very much equipped with the knowledge of driving the car. Everyone, the passengers in the car, they are also very much eager and enthusiastic to move forward. Practically everything is perfect. But what will happen if the person, the driver, is not aware about the destination. Or if he is not having any GPS facility, where to go, where to move, left or right, will he be able to reach the destination? Very difficult. So this particular section of Srimad Bhagavatam is dealing with transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge is like the compass. Our ship may be completely full with fuel and everything. If the compass is not correct, instead of reaching somewhere, we will reach somewhere else. So that's why this particular last from 3-4 verses, and in fact, you know, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, the Uddhava Gita, is very much emphasizing the importance of true knowledge. And specifically, last 2-3 verses, Lord Krishna is giving a very, very clear insight at how we must have true knowledge. We must have transcendental knowledge. Because if we will not have transcendental knowledge, then we may do tapasya, we may do charity, we may do wonderful mantras, recitation, and many other spiritual activities. But because the compass is not on true north, because the direction is not perfect, we may reach to some other destination. Let's see what last verse Lord Krishna says. Yesterday, Kesho Chandrapur very nicely explained this verse. I'm just reading the translation. That perfection which is produced by a small fraction of a spiritual knowledge cannot be duplicated by performing austerities, visiting holy places, chanting silent prayers, giving in charity, or engaging in other pious activities. In the sense that what advancement a person will receive if he has transcendental knowledge cannot be compared by all these activities, you know, austerities, visiting holy places, chanting the silent mantras, giving in charity or engaging in, you know, other pious activities. Nothing comes even close to transcendental knowledge. Why? Because all these are like the fuel which will ensure our vehicle to move. But the transcendental knowledge is like the direction. If the direction is not perfect, even if how much energy we are putting in our spiritual practices, we will go to some other place. We will not reach the right destination. However, if the direction is perfect, if the compass is perfect, then even little bit advancement, we are going certainly on the right track. But if the compass is not correct, our GPS is not correct, even if we are putting so much energy, so much austerity, so much tapasya, so much dana, you know, so much visiting to this place, that place, but we will be leading to some other place. So that's why this particular section is very much trying to clarify that whether we have the correct direction or not. Right direction is more important than more energy. All these activities are like, you know, energy to move in a spiritual life. But the direction will decide whether that energy is getting utilized properly or not. And in the continuation, this verse which we are today studying starts from therefore. Why therefore? Because the last verse was that perfection which is produced by a small fraction of spiritual knowledge cannot be duplicated by performing austerities, visiting holy places, chanting silent mantras, giving in charity or engaging in other pious activities. Therefore, my dear Uddhava, through knowledge you should understand your actual self. Then advancing by clear realization of Vedic knowledge, you should worship me in the mood of loving devotion. Very clear. Lord is letting every one of us to make our compass true north. And what is true north? Is loving devotion to Krishna. You know, bhakti. But when we can appreciate bhakti? When we know that we are a spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, and our natural duty is to serve and please Krishna. So today we are going to discuss three phases of knowledge. The first phase is Ajnana, the second phase is Jnana, and the third phase is Vijnana. As in the purport, it has been explained, the word Vijnan indicates realized knowledge of one's original spiritual form. So we are going to discuss in some detail Agyan, Gyan and Vigyan, which will give us some more determination about how Krishna consciousness is the best gift for all of us in order to reach to the right destination. The first thing is Agyan. Agyan in English is also translated as ignorance. You know? So what are the characteristics of ignorance? So we are going to discuss this. For this we have a 5-letter acronym starting with B. This B indicates the first characteristic of Agyan. And what is that? It blinds one from the reality. This is the first characteristic of Agyan. A person is not able to see the reality. As soon as the living entity comes in this particular material world, he takes a body. And as soon as he takes this body, he starts to consider himself, I am this body. And he starts to see whatever he sees as a reality. Let's consider this simple example. A person who sleeps somewhere, and in his sleep, he is getting some kind of dream. And in the dream, he is very much perspiring because he is finding some lion is chasing him. And the experience is very much real. However, in reality, there is no lion. The person is just sleeping. But because he is identifying in the dream that I am here and a lion is chasing me, he is experiencing all those emotions and all those effects. So this is the first characteristic of Agyan. It blinds one from the reality. Let's try to understand the blinding little more closer. What happens when a person gets blinded? There are 3 levels of knowledge. One level of knowledge is what is happening. Higher than that is how it is happening. And even more higher than that is why it is happening. But in the state of Agyan, a person is not even aware of what is happening. What he is aware of, the effect of what is happening. What he is aware of is the effect of what is happening. For example, if a person is sleeping, he is getting the effect of that dream. Similarly, if someone rings the bell outside the temple, he is not knowing something is happening, but he is getting disturbed by the bell. So, in the state of Agyan, he is not aware of what is happening, but he is aware of the effect of what is happening. As in the dream state also, the person who is dreaming, he is not knowing what is happening, but he is very much affected by that particular dream. Because what he is considering what is happening is not true. So this is the first level of Agyan, where a person has not at all clear understanding of what is happening, but he is getting affected by the effect of what is happening. Just like, let's see, a person goes to see a movie. Now, when he goes to see a movie, the light is switched off completely. And he's just focused on the screen. And that screen, what he sees? He sees something is happening and he's getting affected by it. But in reality, what is happening? In reality, it's nothing but 3 primary colors. And these 3 primary colors are moving in such a way, and it is affecting that particular person in such a way that tears are coming, he's getting angry. In reality, nothing is happening what he's seeing. So that is the understanding of Agyan, where a person, what he sees is actually not the reality, but the effect is real. The effect which he finds himself, he cries, the emotion which he goes through, that is real. That is the first effect of Agyan. It blinds one from the reality. What effect he sees, that is the real, but he is not knowing what is happening, whether it is real or not. He considers it as real, but it is not real. That's B. The second aspect of Ajnan is L. And what is this L? L stands for he longs for material desires. His longing is there to fulfill material desires. Because he comes to this material world, he has this body, and each one of us or everyone is a spirit soul. And a spirit soul, the characteristic is simple. Anandamaya Abhyasat. Everyone is seeking for happiness. And because the living entity has got this body, again he longs for happiness. But now what kind of happiness? Material happiness. So this is the second effect of Ajnan, that it creates longing for material happiness. Because he knows this is the way by which I will be happy. He is very much convinced that if I will not be given this material sense gratification, I will not be happy. My purpose in life will be not fulfilled. So very clear, he longs how more I can get material sense gratification. And this longing is the very reason for his continuation in this material world again and again, again and again, again and again. There is a beautiful song, in that song, Ar keno maya jale podechi jiva mina nahin chano baddha hore robo tumi chiro dina. O fish-like soul, why have you fallen into entangling nets of Maya? So here Maya is like that ignorance. You have not understood that being bound by those nets, you will have to remain in this material world for a long, long time. Ati tuchha bhog aase, bandi hoye Maya phase. Just for this little sense gratification, just for this little material sense gratification, what is happening? The soul is getting entrapped for life after life in this material world. That is the power of ignorance. Where it creates that I need this material sense gratification. Without it, what is the value of my life? But what is happening? This desire to get that material sense gratification is the very reason for continuation in the cycle of birth and death. So this is the second thing, second effect of ignorance, that it creates longing for material happiness, which makes him further captured in this material world. The third characteristic is I indicating for intelligence becomes short-sighted. In order to enjoy in this material world, the first requirement is where I will get material sense gratification, how I can plan. And all this is facilitated by the intelligence. And so, intelligence becomes so short-sighted that it just see, I need this material sense gratification and for this I am ready to do whatever is required. But it doesn't see what will be its repercussion. What will be the effect if I will do this or I will get this sense gratification. It doesn't see the future. It doesn't see the effect. As we have heard it, Bhagavad Gita, Yehi sansparasaja bhoga dukha yoneva evate adyavant to konteya na teshu ramate buddha. Very clear. Yehi sansparasaja bhoga. Sense and sense gratification object, when it comes together, it is the beginning of dukkha. Yehi sansparasaja bhoga dukkha yoneva evate. It's like seed in the womb of dukkha. What will come out from that? It will be 100% dukkha, misery. Adyavantito kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. But those who are not intelligent, they don't see this. Those who are intelligent, they can clearly see this. And they don't indulge themselves in that. But the power of ignorance is such that it creates such a curtain that intelligence becomes such short-sighted that it just thinks, I need this material sense gratification. Let me enjoy. Whatever happen, we will see it. So this is the third aspect, that it creates the intelligence very, very short-sighted. The intelligence doesn't see beyond the purview of that immediate sense gratification, what will be the result. The intelligence doesn't see the future. It just continues to be entangled or focused on that immediate happiness. This is the third aspect of ignorance. The fourth aspect is from the word N. N is standing for not interested towards the spirituality. In this particular song, the same song which we sung just now, Ruhile vikrita bhave dandiya jatha paradhina. No? You remain transformed in a spiritually diseased condition. No? Because he is in a spiritually diseased condition, he is not at all interested towards the spirituality. Why? Because the spirituality is like medicine. And a person doesn't want that medicine to get rid of this bhava rog. He sees that if I will enter towards sense gratification, spirituality, my sense gratification may be curtailed. And that's why he is not interested in spirituality. That's the fourth thing which ignorance covers. No, I don't want spirituality. No, here there is sadhu sangha, please come. If we invite, he told, no, not now, later. This is clear effect of ignorance, where he is not at all inclined to take Krishna consciousness or spirituality as an immediate urgency. We have seen in our own lives also, many a times, though we come in Krishna consciousness, but this layer of ignorance also affects us. And we make Krishna consciousness, okay, let me continue with whatever I am just doing with little seriousness, and we don't increase the seriousness. For those who are not devotees, for them, Maya tails, not surrender. Don't take Krishna consciousness. But those who are devotees, ignorance comes by telling, postpone it. You know? Not now, later. Not now, later. And this is through which ignorance covers us. That anything can happen next moment, anything can happen in few days, but we don't take it seriously. And this is how ignorance affects. So this is N, not interested towards the spirituality. And finally, the fifth characteristic or fifth effect of ignorance is D. D indicating it destroys the opportunity in the human form of life. Manusya janama paya Radha Krishna na bhajiya janiya suniya vishkhainu. Having got this human form of life and not worshipping Radha and Krishna, knowingly I took poison. And here in this particular song which we are singing, dandiya jatha paradhina, it means we are getting punished again and again by getting again a newer species of life. So we didn't utilize this wonderful human form of life. So such a great opportunity has been blessed. Such a great opportunity has been provided by having this human form of life. But we get blinded by ignorance, by this five characteristic which we discussed. B standing for blinded from the reality. Then L standing for longing for material sense gratification. I stand for intelligence gets covered or intelligence becomes short-sighted. N, not interested towards the spirituality. And D, we destroy this human form of life. And this way, ignorance very, very powerfully just takes away this wonderful opportunity which has been given to us. That is Ajnana. So now, from Ajnana, what happens when a person moves from Ajnana to Jnana? But before moving from Ajnana to Jnana, how this transition happens? How a person goes from Ajnana to Jnana? After repetitive experiences of the material world, after getting more and more kicks of Maya, the living entity starts to question, who am I? Let me try to find out where I can get the solution, where I can get some answers to my question. And this inquisitiveness leads him to move towards spirituality. This is one reason. Another reason, some person comes and proposes, oh, you want material sense gratification? Here is a better way. Come and worship the Lord. And because of that, he worships the Lord and he starts getting faith in the scriptures. Oh, I tried to get this material sense gratification from this particular shloka, from worshipping this Lord, that Lord, and I received that, and it increases the faith. And as the faith gets increased further, he starts to become more and more interested to know what is the purpose of life. For some, the distress is so much, that they go and try to find out where I can get rid of this distress. So artho artharthi jigyashu jnani, they are the four category of people who starts turning towards jnana or towards spirituality. Why it is happening? So from ajnana, now the living entity starts to move towards jnana. So ajnana, we saw the acronym blind. Now for jnana, there is another acronym, that is, and again five word starting from L. L is, he starts to learn about the reality of this material world. As he comes in association with saintly people, as he starts coming in association of satsang, or as he starts approaching the scriptures, he starts to understand, oh, who am I? I am not this body. I am a spirit soul. Oh, this material world. This material world is dukkhalayam asaswatam. This material world is temporary. I am trying to enjoy it wrong place. So he starts to learn all these concepts from Shastra or coming in association of devotees. That's the first aspect of jnana, when a person comes in association of devotees. Very important, and this phase of experience, that living entity, in beginning, he finds, yes, whatever I have heard till now, it makes sense, perfect sense to me. Because he has experienced so much dukkha, he has experienced so much suffering, that all those things starts to make sense to him. That is the natural progression of a person from ajnana to jnana. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, among the sciences, I am a spiritual science. So as a person starts taking shelter of a spiritual science, start taking shelter of understanding of the entire spiritual subject matter, he becomes more and more aware of the reality. No other science gives this much awareness which a spiritual science gives. And that's how here we are going from what in ajnana we had been on the level of only the effect of what is happening. You know, we saw that in ajnana, it's only we know the effect of what is happening. We are not knowing what is happening. But here, we know what is happening very, very clearly. Oh, this material world is being run by material nature, by three modes of material nature. All this what we are seeing is not what is directly being perceived, is the reality. There is three modes of material nature which is running the show. All this we start to come to know in jnana. It's just like in the movie, that person, he sees the thing and he is getting affected. Now he comes to know, oh, it's nothing but the colors which is playing here, and we are considering it as reality. Similarly, in the knowledge, in jnana, the person gets a clarity that all this what we are seeing in the material world is nothing but three modes of material nature playing. That's what happens at the first step in jnana, that we see clearly what is happening, and also to a certain extent how it is happening. So in Agyan, there was no knowledge about what is happening and how it is happening. We were only aware of the effect of what is happening. But in Gyan, we are having clarity of what is happening and also how it is happening. Very, very clearly. Because Shastras, in great detail, they tell that all this material world is like, is a government, and there are so many, you know, devatas which are controlling different things. So we get clear, complete knowledge of how things are happening. It is not happening by chance. And in fact, to a certain degree, we also come to know why it is happening. So we know what is happening in this material world with complete clarity. We also know how it is happening. Material nature is doing everything. And we also come to know why it is happening. Because we come to know that we are a spirit soul. We are actually in a spiritual world. But we wanted to enjoy separately from Lord. And that's why we are here. And that's why every living entity is suffering. But this suffering is also a blessing in disguise. So that person would turn towards Krishna again. So all these things are very clearly understood when a person is in Gyan. Complete clarity of what is happening, complete clarity of how it is happening, and even clarity of why it is happening. That's the power of Gyan. And the first level of Gyan, that is, learns the spiritual reality. The second effect of Gyan is I indicating the intelligence starts to follow Shastra. Earlier, the intelligence was very much short-sighted. But now, the intelligence becomes driven by Shastra Chakshu. It is no longer just, what is happening, let me concoct. It sees, it takes reference from scriptures. And because it takes reference from scriptures, he has complete clarity in the vision. That's the second effect of Gyan. Not just a person knows what is happening, how it is happening, why it is happening, but now he is able to take right decisions because intelligence is very much clear due to the effect of taking dependence on Shastra, Shastra Chakshu. As we say, Jaisa Sang, Vaisa Rang. So because the person who is in Gyan starts to take shelter of Shastra, his intelligence is also becomes colored by Shastra. The person who is in knowledge starts taking association of knowledgeable people, his intelligence also becomes, similarly colored. So that is the second effect of Gyan. The third effect of Gyan is G understanding. G means God as the supreme controller, enjoyer and proprietor. He comes to clearly know that I am not the enjoyer of this world. I am trying to enjoy at wrong place. God is the original enjoyer. God is the original proprietor. And God is the original controller. That's the third aspect of Jnana. He has complete clarity that the entire place, God or Brahman, is the supreme. So that's the effect of Jnana, which comes. Furthermore, a person, when he advances more and more in this particular science, he comes to know about personalized form of the Lord. That it is not just God, but it's a person. That also starts to reveal or get revealed in due course of time. So we saw L being explained that how L indicating it learns the reality of life. Then we saw I indicating that how intelligence becomes Shastra oriented, or intelligence becomes dependent on Shastra, direction of Shastra. And then G, he understands that God is the supreme controller, enjoyer and proprietor. And the next H, because he now understands Shastra properly, this H leads to humility. As we say many times, Vidya Dadati Vinayam. The right Vidya, if someone has God, then that Vidya is surely going to make him humble. Because he knows God is the original enjoyer. God is the proprietor. God is the complete proprietor. I am just a tiny living entity. My enjoyment is in assisting the Lord. Lord's the purpose of the Lord. And in that, my happiness is there. And when he is having this mood, automatically humility arises. He becomes humbler. So that is H, humility. And then finally, T, that is he transfers himself from material world to the reality that is Brahman. So this is light of Gyan. What happens when a person is in Gyan? That he now clearly understands that my actual position is in serving the Lord in a spiritual world. Here in material world, if I am following the same purpose, then I will continue to be happy. Otherwise, whatever efforts I may try, I will never be happy and satisfied in this material world. And because he has this vision, he is liberated. He doesn't have to endeavor separately to become liberated. He is already liberated. So that's the effect of Gyan. You know, again, we will just revise L standing for how he learns the reality of material world and the spiritual world and everything. Then I, his intelligence becomes Shastra-oriented. Then G, he knows God is the enjoyer, proprietor and controller. And then H, he becomes humble. And then T, he becomes eligible to get transferred or transformed from material world to spiritual world. Now, after this Gyan, as a person knows this theoretically more and more, after some time he starts realizing it. And that realization is nothing but Vigyan. So, Gyan is more like theoretical understanding of everything. But Vigyan is when that thing is completely, perfectly realized. And how this happens, that is what is today's subject matter. Lord Krishna is clearly telling that now you have been situated in Gyan, knowing the clarity of this world, knowing the clarity of yourself, knowing in clarity everything. Now you should take to my devotional service. And that is what is Vigyan, which is the subject matter of today's class. That is Lord himself is telling, thus, then advancing by clear realization of Vedic knowledge, you should worship me in the mood of loving devotion. So when a person is in Gyan, now he has to serve the Lord. That is the process of devotional service. So Gyan just doesn't remains the final rung on the ladder. After Gyan, he need to start practicing Krishna consciousness. And then he can get the perfection of life. And that is what we are going to discuss now. That is Vigyan. What is the first aspect of Vigyan? When a person starts rendering devotional service, the first aspect which comes is B. Again, it's five-letter word, acronym starting from B. And this B indicating that he starts getting blessed by the Lord. A spiritual world cannot be claimed by ourselves. Through jnana or through all the processes of our own endeavor, we cannot enter or we cannot bargain into the kingdom of Lord. You know, there is only one method by which we can please the Lord, and that is when Lord himself thinks to bless us, or Lord's beloved devotees, when they come into picture and when they bless us. The journey of bhakti starts when either some devotee blesses or whether we ourselves got blessed by the Lord due to some good fortune. So this is the first aspect of Gyan, Vigyan, that is we become beloved of the Lord. And how it happens? The process is very simple. The process is so simple that we can miss it. And the example is given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In South India, there is a wonderful Brahmana. And that Brahmana was asked, please, you read Bhagavad Gita. And that Brahmana was not illiterate. So he was trying to read Bhagavad Gita and he was not able to read it. Again and again, every day he was trying to read Bhagavad Gita, but he was not able to read it. He was crying. All the other Brahmanas who were so, big pandits, when they used to see this Brahmana who is not able to recite the verses, they were laughing. But when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, when he saw this Brahmana crying, he goes to this Brahmana and he embraces him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks him, why are you crying? And then he replies that when I am seeing this particular picture of how Lord Krishna is becoming the servant of his dear devotee, seeing this particular picture, I am crying. This is the effect of one who just follows the instructions of his spiritual master very, very religiously. This is the first factor which comes, that a person not just gets theoretical knowledge or gyan, he gets the realization. Chakshu dana dei jai, janme janme prabhu sei. When a person serves a spiritual master, when a person pleases guru, he not just gets the knowledge, the right knowledge, but also divya gyan hride prakashito. Divya gyan hride prakashito. All that knowledge is revealed. The realization is revealed in the heart. That's the power of serving Guru Tattva. That's the first effect of Vigyan. That is, one becomes blessed or beloved of the Lord. The second aspect of Vigyan is the life. It starts from the word L. L standing for the life becomes only for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. When a person has realized the reality, he realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he just engages himself only for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. As we have seen, now Chandan Yatra is going on. The theme of Chandan Yatra has been how Madhavendra Puripad got the dream in which the Lord tells him that please bring Chandan. And to get that Chandan, Madhavendra Puripad doesn't think, okay, let me engage my disciples, they will bring the Chandan. He himself leaves that particular place immediately to bring Chandan. So the symptom of a person in Vijnana state or very, very high level of understanding is he is fully focused on how I can please Guru or I can please Krishna. Pragaad premirai sobhava achar, nicha dukha vignadi nakare vichar. He is so much focused in pleasing Guru and Krishna that he doesn't see whether this is convenient for me or this is inconvenient for me. He just focuses on how to please Guru and Krishna. And our Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, is a classic example that how, just to please his spiritual master, he took so much pains. So many, 2 times heart attack and so much different kind of difficulties he undergone just for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. So that is the second aspect of Vigyan, that life becomes only for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. The third aspect of Vigyan is I indicating the intelligence is inspired by Lord Krishna directly. So earlier in Gyan, the person was having Shastra Chakshu. He used to see from Shastra, refer Shastra, and then he used to take action. Whereas a person who is in Vigyan level, on the very, very high level of Krishna consciousness, he is directly driven by the Lord. The intelligence is directly inspired by the Lord. What actions need to be done, what actions need not be done, that intelligence is directly guided by the Supreme Lord. You know, and we have many examples of senior Prabhupada disciples and Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, how they took many decisions because Lord directed within the heart what need to be done. Then comes S, the fourth word. And this S is, he sincerely puts best efforts to fulfill the mission of the Lord. A person is in Vijnana state, he just considers only one thing. What is the mission of the Lord? The entire world has been created for only one purpose. And that purpose is how to reclaim back the living entities towards the spiritual world. And this he considers one of his foremost service to the Lord. That how, let me assist the Lord by bringing each and every living entity back to the spiritual world. And for this he takes enormous pains. And in fact, the pain which he takes for this gives enormous happiness. We have seen in our own life how many different senior devotees, they have put a gallon of blood to bring us in Krishna consciousness. And this is what is the parampara. The parampara is just trying their level best how to bring back the entire humanity to Krishna, to the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. So this is the fourth word of what happens when a person is in vijnana state. The first word we see, how he becomes beloved of the Lord, B, then L, his life becomes only for pleasing Guru and Krishna. Then we saw the third, I, his intelligence becomes inspired by Lord Krishna directly. And the fourth word is S, that is, he becomes simply, he puts sincere efforts in fulfilling the Lord's mission. And then final word is again S, and this S is Lord simply becomes subservient to this kind of person. Lord becomes subservient to his devotee. And that's why we have heard many a times in different Vaishnava songs and different places how Lord says that if you are worshipping me, someone consider oneself as he is my devotee, he is not my devotee. But if someone consider he is devotee of my devotee, factually he is my devotee. Maya bhakta paradhina. No, Lord himself says that I am paradhin of that devotee. Tumar hriday sada Govinda visram, Govinda kahena mora Vaishnava pran. Such a devotee becomes simply Lord's pran. So that is the final state of vijnan, where the person who is following Krishna consciousness becomes so dear to the Lord that Lord considers him to be the pran. That is what bhakti is ready to provide any sincere sadhaka who continues on this path and can become so dear to the Lord that Lord will consider him to be his pran. So this is what is available by practicing Krishna consciousness or by practicing this wonderful gift which has been given by Srila Prabhupada. So we'll just revise. We discussed that how this particular section is dealing with transcendental knowledge, and we discussed how transcendental knowledge is like the compass. Even if someone is having that fuel tank full, all other processes are like the tank full, but the direction is like transcendental knowledge. And that transcendental knowledge will decide the right kind of progress in right direction. We started with this, and then we discussed jnana, ajnana, jnana and vijnana. Ajnana we discussed with 5-letter word, that is blind. That is B standing for he is not aware of, he is blinded from the reality of the material world. Then stand for L. L standing for how? That he longs for material enjoyment. Then I standing for how his intelligence is short-sighted. Then we discussed N for how he is not interested towards the spirituality. And finally D, how he destroys his human form of life. And from ajnana, we discussed jnana. Jnana is 5-letter word, again light, starting with L, he learns about spiritual reality or reality of everything. Then I indicating how intelligence is directed by Shastra. Then G, he understands how God is the proprietor, controller, enjoyer. And then H, indicating how he becomes humble by knowing that Lord is everything. And then finally he transfers himself from material world to spiritual world. You know. And then finally, we discussed vijnana. the highest level, when a person comes to Gyan, then he starts performing devotional service, and the acronym for this was Bliss, where B stands for how he becomes beloved of the Lord, then L indicating how his life becomes only for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, then I indicating how intelligence is inspired by Lord Krishna directly, and then S, how he sincerely puts best effort in fulfilling Lord's mission, and finally the S is how he simply becomes subservient of the Lord, or he becomes the one who becomes the heart of the Lord. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Time will get